What do you fear? Think about it. In real estate, what do you fear when you're marketing? Better yet, what do your clients fear about real estate? And how can you use your marketing to improve that? Hi, my name is Andy Nathan. I am your digital marketing realtor. Welcome to the latest episode of Tales from Digital Marketing Realtor. Ooh. And I just want to share with you on this episode some ideas about fear and marketing and real estate. Now, a quick preface before we get too far. When I'm talking about fear, I'm not talking about the idea of using fear marketing. So there's a concept in marketing where you have to give them like some FOMO because just you want to make sure there's some urgency that they decide to move forward on your marketing, what you're advertising fast enough. So, for example, a lot of marketers will put a timeline on what they're doing. So you think about the like your spring season sale. This sale ends on Friday at 12 p.m. Well, that's fear marketing, by the way, because technically what you're doing is you're telling people if you don't buy by Friday at 12 p.m., you're going to lose out. Fear of missing out. While we could definitely have an entire conversation about urgency and fear marketing, that's not what we're discussing today. What we're really talking about is understanding your client's fears when they want to purchase a property, sell a property, when they need to finance a property. Whatever your position is as a real estate professional, how do you help them with those fears? So think about this. I am working with some new home buyers or some new tenants, and I want to help them get into their first place. What are the fears that they have to overcome, help them overcome to do that? Because let's be honest, there's some milestones in life. And signing your first real estate contract is a major milestone. I mean, I remember when I first started getting into real estate, long, long time ago. I think the first contract I signed in terms of purchasing a property was almost, it's almost not 20 years, close to 20 years ago. So you're talking about a long time, and it's going back to that understanding of that fear when I signed that contract and what it meant to purchase a property, to have a property, and to be responsible for that property. And what happens if something goes wrong? What happens if I lose my job and I can't pay? What happens if I'm foreclosed on? What happens if, who knows, the world turns upside down? Like, for example, who would have thought in 2005 or 2000, I think it was 2005 when I bought my first property, 2004? Who would have thought that in 2008 there'd be a global recession? Geez, that sucks. Or in 2020, who would have thought there'd be a global pandemic? What does that do to your mindset and the uncertainty it causes? And that's really a lot of what real estate is. It's battling that uncertainty so you can create an effective strategy to grow your wealth, because real estate is one of the great wealth generators in this world. And if you have the ability to do that, why wouldn't you? Everyone wants wealth. You want to be able to have a good life for yourself, for your family, for your friend, to hang out more with your friends. But at the same time, it's so important to understand that if you want to do this, that you have to be able to get over that fear. And some of the biggest challenges in terms of working with clients is helping them do that. So let's take the example of a new home buyer. If I want to market to them and I want to help them understand that, I think a lot of that is educating them, obviously, and making sure that they're comfortable with their decision. At the same point, you also need to be there as a guide. So how do you demonstrate that in a marketing message? Well, truthfully, you can't. I mean, that's part of the big reason why one of the biggest tools in marketing for real estate is, hi, we'd like to be able to talk to you more, and we want to schedule a free consultation with you. The free consultation isn't just about getting the sale, getting the appointment, and then moving forward. It's also about addressing their fears, because the way to do that is to be the guide, to be the counselor, to be the person who's there for them. And I've seen this over and over again. When I work with people, whether it's working with tenants, whether it's working with buyers, the more you can do to alleviate their fears, the better off you're going to do in real estate. And I think that's, I know this is kind of like a mixed message because, like, are we talking about fear in real estate or fear in marketing? And the answer is it's definitely both, but they're tied in together. Because at the end of the day, if you can't help alleviate your customers' fears, your marketing's not going to work. So, how do you do that? How do you have a clear marketing message that cuts through all the stuff that's going on there today and just says, hey, we want to help you? And that's really what I think. If you go down to it and you figure it out, who's your target market? Who's your target audience? Let's say you're working with real estate investors, or you're working again with first-time home buyers. How do you talk to them in a clear and concise way and let them know that you could help them? If you could do that, you could do pretty much anything in this business. So if you have any questions, if you're looking for someone to work with, if you're looking for someone to help you with cutting through the fear, I'd love to be able to help you. I'd love to be able to discuss with you more about that. Also, if you're interested, if you just want to sit down and talk, I host a free cash flow game for those of you who are in Chicago. It is the last Saturday of the month, and we do that at Emerald City Coffee here in Uptown. There's a meetup group. You could definitely check that out. It's Chicago Cash Flow Group. And that is a great way just to sit down and talk about real estate, about marketing, about how to connect, how to find properties, how to sell properties, how to find buyers, how to market to buyers, how to market to sellers, whoever you're marketing to, whatever you're doing. I love to be able to sit down with you and talk. Instead of doing the consultations, one of the things I like to do is just have real conversations with people. And I find playing cash flow, Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow, is a great way to have real conversations with people so we could work together and partner and do all that fun stuff. Again, this is Andy Nathan talking to you from your digital marketing realtor. And thank you so much for listening. Have a great day and a better week.